Voter fraud. There, I said it. Okay. That's the show. Because anything I say beyond this will not be heard on YouTube, Facebook, Periscope. Is Periscope still alive? I don't even know. Spotify, any of those various places that do not allow you to speak about the VF words, voter fraud. We're going to be talking about that today. And actually, I'm going to be talking about it tomorrow as well. Today we have what I hope to be a fantastic interview coming up here very soon that will, I don't know if it'll change anybody's minds simply because, I mean, if you're watching the show, if you're listening to me for a while, you probably already have full awareness of the fact that there was massive widespread voter fraud and that very likely impacted the election in a way that changed things, right? But hopefully we will get beyond just talking about it and go into actual answers as I bring on two very fine folks from defendflorida.org as well as Defend Our Union. They run both or are participating in both. And yeah, it should be a very enlightening. We'll be talking to Raj Doraswamy and Caroline Wetherington. And I hope that I pronounced both their names right. We're going in kind of dark. We haven't done any show prep with them. So I don't know. Maybe they'll get on and tell me that I'm completely off. We will see. But let's play some music and then we'll bring on the dynamic duo. Our next guest is, well, you know what, let me just cut to the chase for everybody. We're going to be talking about voter fraud, all right? Let's just go ahead and get that out of the way now so that the Facebook censors, the YouTube censors, they can just go ahead and give us the boot, because which we don't mind, because our audience listens to us on Rumble, on Apple Podcasts, on locals.com. So we are very pleased, blessed, and honored to have Raj Doraswamy joining us today. Raj, number one, first question, did I pronounce your name right?
Yeah. Yes, you did. Thank you. I had difficulty pronouncing my own name for the longest time, so you nailed it.
Excellent, excellent. I might just change my name just to make it more difficult. I am J.D. Rucker, and I appreciate you coming on the Knock Report today. So you are part of an organization that started off as Defend Florida, and now it has switched to Defend Our Union. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah, thank you very much, JD, for having me on your show. Thank you. It's good to talk with your viewers. I'm your target market. And what I mean by that is I'm the guy who was pretty much ignorant of most things politics. I've always been conservative, but beyond voting, it's really not much else that I did. But on November 4th and then on January 6th, when I saw how this country, the United States of America, began to censor regular people, I noticed that this is exactly what happened in the three countries I came from. I was born in Ethiopia in Africa, left there, went to Zambia, left there, went to Zimbabwe, left there to come. And each of those countries, they did not kind of, but exactly what's happening here, where government and big special interests begin to silence the little guy. And it's not gone well in any of those countries, and it won't go well here. So for that reason, I said, we need to defend Florida. The presidency has been, it didn't go the way I thought it would go. Washington didn't go the way I thought it would go. So I have to defend Florida. Caroline Wetherington, who is an entrepreneur, a business leader, had done amazing work with an organization called Women for Trump. She and I connected, and we have been forwarding the conversation to defend the state of Florida from all things illegal and all things unconstitutional that might want to come into the state from anywhere. So that's how Defend Florida started. And I'll be happy to talk to you more about that, but that's kind of the answer to the question you asked.
Absolutely. And yes, we'll definitely talk about that. I wanted to get a little bit of background. You said that, you know, you've been around, you were political conservative, but not necessarily directly involved in politics, whereas the 2020 election changed your mind. One of the things that we've seen, obviously, during the 2020 election and ever since, has been voter fraud, followed by lies and deceit, followed by cover-up, followed by gaslighting by mainstream media. And that has been, you know, one of our top focuses here at Knockport, which is why we get banned everywhere. So apologies up front. But with that said, you know, you are now actively involved and participating in fighting this. What are some of the things that you guys are doing, whether it has to do with voter fraud or not? Because it sounds like your charter for defending Florida really has expanded beyond just voter fraud. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, it is. It is a fair assessment. And where it's expanded to is businesses, small business owners are being targeted because they were vocal with their, just because they exercise the First Amendment right as an American. They're being targeted. They're losing customers. They're being libeled. On and on and on. I mean, churches. This is a country where people left a continent because their religious freedoms were restricted. That's why they came. That's one of the reasons they came here. And now here in this country, the same thing's happening now again. So there's a host of reasons. However, let me focus on your focus, because that is central to this entire way of life that we have here. If a person doesn't believe that their vote is honored, everything falls apart. Everything. That's the foundation for this entire system called America. And so what we have done is, we have said, in order to defend the state of Florida, a couple of things have to happen. Number one, we should realize that one person, like the governor, no one person can do the job for us. So if we like the governor, which I do, if we support the governor, which I do, if we think the governor is doing a great job, which I do, our job is to make sure that there's legislation that's backing him up. In order to have legislation backing him up, and by legislation backing him up, what I mean is legislation that reinforces the idea that we have transparency, accountability, reliability in our voting process. In order to have that happen, we have to have legislators that are backing, that are putting that legislation forward. In order to have that happen, we have to have people like me, who were previously uninformed, ignorant, and unengaged. We have to have people like me start compelling, inspiring, or forcing their elected officials to stand up and do the right thing. So we have an election integrity task force. We have looked at the way elections are being done in the state of Florida. We have found out, I didn't know this, we have found out that the technology that is in play in every county, whether it be hardware or software, is not transparent. It's opaque. It's manipulatable. The best practices for any kind of technology platform with regard to voting is not being followed. For example, whatever technology, we're not against any company, we're not against any particular brand of software. No, we're very deliberate saying we want accountability, transparency, and best practices. If you have a machine that's running and managing votes, that machine cannot be connected to the internet. Anything that's connected to a network can be hacked. It doesn't matter who put it out. It can be hacked. That's just basic knowledge. That's basic practice. And so we have found in the state of Florida that is not being done. And so we need, our survival depends on this. We need best practice to be implemented. We need transparency. We need accountability. And we need to happen, that needs to happen right now. Because if it doesn't, the outcome that you and I want for 2022 is not going to happen. We should not be naive. We were naive on January 5th. We were naive on January 3rd. let's please not be naive again. So we've got to take action now to correct those matters.
Excellent, excellent. I wholeheartedly agree. We are on with Raj Doraiswamy with Defend Florida and Defend Our Union. This is going to be a relatively long question, playing off exactly what you just said, but I'll try to speed up my words. So here we go. My contention has been since election night that Florida is the key to all of this. People have not been paying enough attention. They've been looking at Pennsylvania. They've been looking at Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Nevada. Those are the main areas that we've been addressing. But to me, Florida was the obvious one. Florida was the one that, if everybody recalls, Fox News, even, and nobody else was calling Florida. To me, I'm not trying to get into a conspiracy theory, but I think it was a conspiracy that it actually happened, that they were told. The people in media were told, hey, don't call Florida yet. I know that it looks really bad. We're going to see what we can do to fix this from a voter fraud perspective. This was, I believe, the marching orders for media at that time, because they were told we've got a good voter fraud team in place down in Florida, and we're going to try to fix it. But the president, President Trump, won by, in my opinion, a landslide victory down in Florida. So here's the thing, though, is that if that's the case, then that would tell me that there was still plenty of evidence of voter fraud that can hopefully still be uncovered in Florida. And that could be the key to worst case scenario, at least it helps us to fix it for the future. Best case scenario, it could start a domino effect that could get other states looking and perhaps correct the fraudulent 2020 election. I know that was a mouthful, but that leads me to the important question for you. What is Florida doing? What are you guys doing? What is anybody doing to say, hey, we need to look at these ballots. We need to look at these machines. We need to look at everything. We need to do a full audit of the Florida 2020 election.
Yeah, very, very good question, because your question is pointing to action, 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 action. It's one thing to keep talking, speculating, complaining, maybe whining, if that's not too harsh. We have to move into action, which is exactly where you're pointing the conversation to. Okay, so here's a couple of things. Number one, if we look at what the legislation is talking about, because there are bills in play in Tallahassee that are titled or positioned kind of to appear as if they are tackling voter fraud, the objective of making sure our elections are robust, transparent, fair, and honest, right? That's what it looks like. But when you look into the bill, so much of the things that are required to make those things just happen, transparency, fairness for everyone, access to everyone, reliability, they're missing. They're missing from those bills. So that's the first issue. So in order to address that, we have to inspire our legislators to add language to those bills that will actually have teeth, for want of a better word. The problem is the window to add new bills has passed. It's already closed. And I'm just, all of the stuff I'm learning, I may even be misstating this a little bit, but if there's someone listening to this, please listen to the spirit of what I'm saying. So there's an opportunity for the governor to call for a special session. Okay, so that reopens the window. So that's good. However, even when we listen to what the governor is talking about, if we look at the issues that we're talking about on this call with regard to the technology, how do I say this? It seems like the governor is being told that we don't have a technology problem in our voter voting system in Florida. It seems like the governor is being told that of all the things that need to be addressed, we don't have to address that part because it's fine. Everything's okay. There's no fraud in Florida with regard to that. And the reason I say it seems that way is because when I listen to what the governor's talking about doing, and he's talking about doing a lot of good things, those pieces are missing. Now, as a technologist, I have a technology company. So there are many things I don't understand and don't understand fully, including politics. I'm just learning now. But the piece that I do understand is tech. And tech can be manipulated, hacked, and morphed to achieve just about whatever objective you want. So any conversation, any action that doesn't address the tech is just fancy words that are designed to appease people like you and I And if by appeasing people like you and I and getting us, if we don't keep our eye on the right ball, which is a matter we just talked about, it's not going to get addressed. And then we're going to find out about it in 2022. So how do we address it? We've got an election task force. They're right now getting copies of the ballots to analyze the ballots. They are analyzing the workflow, like how does the process work with this technology? We want to make that process public to people so they understand it. We need to have the governor, respectfully, Governor DeSantis, and you're doing an amazing job. We need you to put on the table the item with regard to the technology, because it is not a foregone conclusion that our technology is safe. In fact, it's the very opposite. Now, in terms of actions that your team, your audience can take, number one, please get engaged with your local legislators. You said at the top of the call, this is all about local, local, local. So get engaged with your local legislators and tell them that you need the election technology looked at. And you're looking, we're not blackballing or criticizing anyone. We're just asking for, we need transparency, accountability, fairness, and best practices. What's the matter with that? What's wrong with that? So ask your legislators to have languages and bills that require those four things. And if your team, if your listeners will put the heat or the pressure or inspiration with your local legislators to move those three forward, now we've got a shot at correcting the problem that we have in the state so that it's not going to bite us in 2022.
That is very important. I had two more questions. You already answered the second of the two. So with jump straight to what we can do from a local level. So I appreciate that. Before we get to the final question, I wanted to ask you, you guys have an event coming up. Is that correct? Before we talk about that, let's go straight to how people find it. What is your website address? I don't know, anything you got on social media or anything like that. How do people find your organization?
Awesome. Thank you. So if you're listening to this and you live in Florida, go to defendflorida.org. Defendflorida.org. If you're outside the state, well, you can do this regardless of where you live, but we have two platforms, defendflorida.org for us in Florida. Anyone outside the state or anywhere else in the world, go to defendourunion.org, defendourunion.org. On both of those platforms, you will see information regarding the event that you just mentioned. The third way that I encourage your listeners also to take advantage of is take out your cell phone right now and text the word defend to 474747. Text the word defend to 474747. And in fact, you know, now a sidebar, so when we get off this call, let's talk, because I want to get your channel, your organization, if you'd like, listed on all our platforms so people find out about the good work that you're doing and the people that are listening to you. So those are three actions you can take: defendflorida.org, defendourunion.org, or text the word defend to 474747. And yeah, I can't wait to talk about the event coming up when we're ready.
Let's go. May 2nd, you've got an event coming up, and this is an event that we're hoping will actually get people together, educate some people, and hopefully drive some action. Tell us about what's coming up on May 2nd.
Awesome. So May 2nd, this is the second national summit. The first one occurred March 21st, and CloudHub, who I mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned, but I'm going to mention them right now, cloudhub.com. Is the company that is partnering with us. They are co-hosting the event with us. The May 2nd event is all election integrity, what every American needs to do to protect their vote. Listen, if you're listening to J.D. Rucker here, you know that your vote is it's not under attack, it's been attacked. So we as a nation have got to take specific actions to defend and protect the vote. What are those actions? That's what we're going to be talking about on May 2nd. Mike Lindell is going to be talking. Patrick Byrne, the CEO, the founder and former CEO of Overstock.com. A number of other earmarked leaders that have done a tremendous amount of work in the area of voter integrity will be talking. You can find out all about that by going to defendflorida.org, defendourunion.org, or texting the word action, texting the word defend to 474747. But here's why I want you to attend, please. It's going to be May 2nd. It's going to be 6 p.m. Eastern. The reason I want you to attend is this is an opportunity for you to invite people in your life that care about the country, but maybe are like how I was, not involved. It's easy. You don't have to travel anywhere. You can watch it right on your smartphone, or invite them over to your home, watch it on your big screen, have a watch party. It's going to be very fast moving, a number of speakers. You're going to have an opportunity to interact with the speakers in a breakout session, get your questions answered, meet other people virtually that share your same mindset, and most importantly, build momentum at a national level towards protecting our vote. And so this is an easy way for you to do that. Please share the word, spread the word, and attend the event.
Raj Dorasamy with Defend Florida and Defend Our Union. It has been a pleasure and an honor having you on here. I want to make sure that everybody goes to defendflorida.org if you are in Florida, even if you're not. And go ahead and tell us Cloud Hub, 474747. Tell us all, where else can we find you? Let's give it to them one last time, because I think that this is something that our audience is going to want to reach out.
Awesome. So the fourth action, I've given you three actions to take, audience, because I know you, if you're listening to the show, you are a group of doers and you care about this country. That's why you're listening to the show. So again, recap, go to defendflorida.org or go to defendourunion.org or text the word action. Text the word, I'm so action oriented. Text the word defend to 474747. There is a fourth way that you can participate. And I really want you to pay attention here, please, and even more attention than you've been paying already. If you haven't done so already, go to www.clouthub.com, clouthub.com. Why would you do that? Here's why you do that. You know how our message was just censored. It's inexcusable that anyone would get censored, but the fact that the president of the United States gets censored by some company CEO is I'm just getting upset right now just thinking about it. So anyway, let me calm down. Okay, relax, Raj. So cloudhub.com is if you take YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, and they all merged, what you'd have is cloudhub.com. That's what that is. YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all that functionality on one platform. It's founded by and started by someone who loves this country. They're not going to be censoring your content. They are using it. Think of the word clout, C-L-O-U-T. It was built specifically for people like you and I to leverage our clout, to have our voices be heard with locally elected elected leaders, national leaders, regional leaders. This is what this platform was built for. So go to clouthub.com, sign up free, just like you did with Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, Instagram. It's just, you can download their app for Apple, for Android. But when you go there, search for Defend. And there is a group for every state in the union on cloudhub.com. So you go to cloudhub.com. You're in Maine. Search. Go to groups. Search for Defend Maine. Defend Texas. Defend North Dakota. There's a group there. Join the group. And you know what you should do? Here's the first action you should do. Here we go. Join the group and post a link to JD's show on that group. Because listen, more people need to be watching this show. More people need to be taking action based on JD's guests. So there's your first action. Go to the show, go to cloudhub.com, find your state, put a post saying with the link to JD's show and get people watching the show, donating, buying, and all that stuff. Because that's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. We've got to collaborate tactically. So I've given you four actions to take. So as soon as the show is done, take all those four actions. But here's the thing. By taking those actions, you'll be getting in touch with us, because each one of those gets you in touch with us, and we'll be able to give you more information about more events, more actions that you can take. There could be a leader, if you're outside of Florida, if you're in Missouri, for example, Joshua Hill is leading the Defend Missouri event. If you're in Washington, Mel Stills leading the Defend Washington event. So there are leaders in your area that are already in this direction. They need you to join them. They need you to say, what can I do? They need you to say, I'm a software guy, I'm a plumber, I'm a printer. They need your skills, your collaboration, your muscle power, your volunteer power. So that's what people need to do, JD. That's what needs to happen. It's happening right now.
And that's what I want the audience to do literally right now. Whatever you have planned for the next 20, 30 minutes, cancel it, make a change, because right now we have a country to save. Raj Doraiswamy, it's been an honor and a pleasure. And I think that I've now made officially made a new friend. I'd like to talk to you very soon off air as well, but we probably shouldn't talk about those topics until we're actually off the air. So I'm going to sign off now. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I so appreciate it. I look for, and JD may actually have another one of our people, Caroline Wetherington, at some point in time. Whenever she comes on, please tune in. She's going to bring another side of the whole defend movement. You got to listen to that interview whenever JD brings it on.
At her leisure. Talk to you soon, Raj.
All right, bye.
I can already feel the censors coming at us on this one. Yeah. Hopefully we will be able to get Caroline on. That was obviously unexpected, not having her join us. But you know what? That just means that we're going to have to do two interviews to talk about this stuff, this very important topic, because voter fraud to me it's the issue. I mean, it's the issue that will change everything in America. If it's not addressed, it's the issue that already has changed everything in America. And if, you know, there is an ever so slight chance that we can still fix this, believe it or not, as I alluded to just now, you know, that Florida could be the domino effect. On the next episode, we're actually going to be talking about the constitutional ways in which we can address this issue. I know a lot of people are saying, even if you prove it, it's too late. He's already in the White House. It's already after January 20th. There's still nothing we can do, and yada, yada, yada. But there are things that we can do. So we stay tuned for that. That episode will be coming up, hopefully, I don't know, in the next 12 hours or so. I don't have it scheduled. I have to squeeze it in because we have so many interviews this week. Stay tuned for more of them, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts. I think they switch it. I know they're switching it from subscribe to follow, because I guess subscription makes it sound like you have to pay for it. And of course it is free on Apple Podcasts. Follow us at locals, ffn.locals.com. Sign up there. It too is free, although you can, if you'd like to donate Patreon style to us, because we could always use the help. Find us on Rumble. Follow me on Twitter at JD Rucker. Oh, all kinds of things. Just best way to find us is go to freedomfirstnetwork.com, noqreport.com. Those are two places where I am, well, that's where I am always. So check it out. Lord willing, we will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, you guys stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.